Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, and it's Thursday, which means it is time for Author of the Week. Sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, and a big thank you to them as always. Every once in a while, we have, well, sort of like real life intertwined with a little bit of fiction, and we're fortunate enough at times to have an author in studio, usually because that means a book signing is coming up. The book, which we'll talk about here in a moment, The Dead Fed Said. When is the book signing? When does that come up at ABC Books?
30th of November.
Okay, the 30th of November. Do you have a time frame on it?
10 till 2, I believe.
10 until 2. For this is your first book,
this is
right?
My first book.
Well, tell us about yourself, if you would.
I'm Kaneda Taylor. There you go.
That's it? That is it? No, this is your first book. And I know I actually found you have a profile. You have a bio, so that means you've made it. You're a member of Critique Me Friday.
I am.
Ozarks Romance Authors.
Yes.
Springfield's Writers Guild.
Correct.
And Sleuths, Inc.
Yes.
I feel as if there's a bit of overlapping there a bit. With those different organizations, are they all?
Well, they're different.
Okay.
But they do come together. In June, we have a conference, and all three groups pull together to put on a conference here in Springfield.
So have you always aspired to write?
Yes.
Okay, you have. You're a kid in school, you like writing,
yes.
A childhood.
Uh-huh.
And so this has got to be a big deal. I mean, you have it's a real book.
Yes.
It looks real. This is a real legit thing. And you're doing, that's not bad. First book doing a book signing, I would say.
It's fun.
Yeah, it. I would imagine that it is. All right. Now, this book, if you would tell us a bit about it, and I mentioned earlier that it is fiction intertwined with a real-life case, right?
Yes.
So tell us how you decided upon this, like the particular case, and how to go about with the story.
Well, the case came first. Mm-hmm. About 12 years ago, we received a little booklet in the mail that had my husband's mother's side of the family, the ancestry, and having heard stories, I sat down and just read it right away. There was a story in there about an FBI agent that was murdered during the Prohibition. And the key point to that was the case was never solved. So that stayed in my mind.
Now, was that part of the family?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
And I thought, that's what I thought. It was very interesting.
Right.
A few years ago, I started reading a series of books by J.C. Fields, and in it, the main character is FBI, the Sean Kruger series. And with each book, and there's several that I kept reading, this past family member of Tom's kept coming to mind. How odd that the FBI could not solve the murder of an FBI agent. And within these groups that I'm involved with, we have challenges or contests. And my Critique Me Friday group has prompts, maybe once a month, mm-hmm. where we just randomly pick three words. And then we write a story, including those three words in the story. And whatever the three words were that time, it made me think of this FBI agent in the family. So that's what I did. I just started researching. I pulled out my little booklet, reread what I had read years before, and did my research. I read a lot of Google, a lot of old newspapers, and I wrote a short story, more of an article, really, about, his name was Paul E. Reynolds, and I wrote this article about him for my prompt. And my critique group said, this needs to be a book.
Now, I read, and I don't know, it was a fact about that murder, if I remember right, that is the only unsolved FBI. Now, is that the fictional part, or is that actual truth?
That's truth, huh? To the day.
No kidding.
Not solved.
I'll be darned. Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but have you solved it? I know that's not the point, necessarily, the book, but
I think in the book, it's bringing up the questions.
Okay.
You know, could it have been a conspiracy? Who knew and wasn't telling? You know, things like that.
We're talking with our author of the week, Honetta Taylor, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, the book Dead Fed Said. Now, this being your first book, had you tried to write books? Why now?
I've got another over a dozen more that I just need to edit. So I'm
just always interested in how these things evolve. So at this point, you have all of these others. You've written this one published. You haven't edited the other. So why this one as your first?
Because I was working on it presently. I had this very supportive critique group. And as I was writing it, I was taking my chapters to the group and getting their opinion. And it just kept flowing. And I love that. I love a good flow.
Did it ever really extremely change course as you're developing the story?
There were little things. Yeah. When I wrote it originally, I do a little plotting.
Okay. I can't even comprehend how people like you do what you do. I could never do it. So this is always interesting to me, the process.
Well, I start with an idea. Mm-hmm. I get chapter 1, 2, sometimes into 3. And from that point, I jump to the end.
Okay.
At this point, how would I see this ending? I look at it. And this was based on a book that I read decades ago now by Barbara Sher. And it was called How to Get What You Really Want. And it's goal setting. And I learned through her, when you want to go somewhere,
okay,
go to that spot that you actually want to be at and then work backwards.
And so that's how you formulate a book.
It really
is. To some degree, that's very interesting. Is that an unusual method or do you know?
I think it is. There's a point when a lot of people, when we're doing a pantser or writing by the seat of your pants, you just get through it and then you go back and make your edits.
Okay.
But when I have an idea of how I already want it to end, then when I'm going back to where I left off on 2 or 3, then I start incorporating the different ideas that I had brainstormed at the end.
So you take in the book, The Dead Said Fed, this real-life mystery, the only unsolved murder of an FBI agent, and then you weave a fictional account to sort of, you know, act as a conduit, I guess, keep you intrigued, add a little, you know, peak and valley here and there. How did you develop that story?
I had an idea for a chapter 1 and 2, just kind of in my mind. And when I decided to incorporate the FBI agent into it, it just took off. And what I want in a story is to have a touch of romance, because I like that, and the mystery, the suspense blended in. So what I have is my agent, how, and this is what I'm thinking from his point of view, if he could speak to somebody today, what would he say? What would he ask somebody to do if somebody could do it? So I found my main character, blended her with an idea that I'd already had previously, and that just seemed to really click. And then with that, somewhere along the line is going to be a gentleman.
Okay.
That steps into the picture, and in this case, it's an FBI agent undercover to find out what she's trying to find out.
So how much of her is actually you?
Oh, that's not a lot. Really?
So the book signing again is coming up. You said the 30th, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the 30th. And then anything else people need to know about the book? I suppose, maybe I should have started with this. If you were to give an elevator pitch, somebody's like, oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that book. What's it about?
Romantic suspense. Mm-hmm. Based on a real life experience from the 1920s, from the Prohibition period, and bringing that into the now. And what would people be thinking about it if they are today? What would they question about why the FBI didn't solve this? Why couldn't they solve it? Or did they solve it and they're just not
Yeah, because, you know, you see, I mean, there's TV shows, Cold Case Files, and you think with advanced technology and which is a lot of what they use. Of course, I, you know, don't know what evidence, if any, they had collected, but it seems like, especially if there was only one. I mean, if I'm in the FBI, like, there's one unsolved. Let's just do that so we can have a better record. And so who knows, maybe. You should send this to the FBI, maybe.
I talked with a friend that's a retired FBI agent, and so he knows about it if he wants to forward it.
Has he read it yet?
I don't know.
That would be interesting, to see what he thinks. Well, listen, it's so nice to meet you. I appreciate you coming in and talking with us in studio. And once again, that book signing at ABC Books on the 30th. The time again, 11 to...
I think it's 10 till 2.
10 till 2. And but as we get closer to that date, if anyone who's listening, of course, you can stop by ABC Books or give them a call, and they'll be more than happy to get you all that information, like they will on all of our Author of the Week books. This one, The Dead Fed Said. Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
My pleasure. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.